From Entrepreneur Media, this is Problem Solvers, a show in which entrepreneurs do what entrepreneurs do best, solve unexpected problems in their business.
We were completely wrong.
And I'm just like, it's not selling.
It was like, we have to start from scratch.
I'm Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine.
So here's a common situation. You have somebody's attention, but for a very brief period of time, maybe they're a potential customer or they're an investor or whoever they are, and you need to tell them about your business fast. You need to get that pitch down. What do? Well, you could read plenty of books or talk to business coaches or whatever. There's like a whole cottage industry of people who can tell you how to do this stuff. But what would happen if you asked somebody who made something like this?
Laundry detergent doesn't remove all stains, and bleach may whiten your whites, but it's a disaster.
So, in case you don't watch infomercials and don't immediately recognize that, that is an OxiClean commercial, and the voice you're hearing is Anthony Sullivan. And on this episode, he is going to drop a surprising amount of wisdom about how to pitch anything. It is not just OxiClean. He can pitch anything. He can pitch your company. So, okay, who is this guy? He's the face of OxiClean, known as the OxiClean guy, but he's actually much more than that. He is a celebrity pitch man. He is the producer of lots of TV commercial spots through his company, Sullivan Productions. And most recently, and this is the reason that I had originally connected with him, he is now the co-founder of a CBD brand called Montkush. He actually went and bought a hemp farm in Vermont, and then him and a friend, they learned how to farm, and they had a TV production crew film them, and it's all going to come out as a TV show. And anyway, all this is to say that I sat down with Anthony and his business partner recently to talk to them about the CBD brand and learning to farm and putting yourself out there in a new way as an entrepreneur for Entrepreneur Magazine. And then the interview that I did ran in the March issue. And when it came out, Anthony filmed this thing in one shot on a phone and just sent it over to me. And it's a pitch. It's like a 1-minute pitch for Entrepreneur Magazine because he was just so excited about it that he wanted to share. And this thing is fascinating because it is not just 60 seconds of a guy talking about how great a product is. It's like a little story. It's like a 3-act story just condensed down and put together so effortlessly. It's the product of what happens when somebody just really, really knows marketing and selling and just does it intuitively. And so, okay, here's the whole thing. He sent it to me. I watched it. I was like, this is amazing. Anthony, I need you to walk me through it and explain what it is that you're doing in this video, because I just think it would make an amazing podcast. So he said, yes. And that's what this episode is going to be. So I want to start it by playing for you this 60 seconds. This is the thing that we're going to break down in the rest of this episode. It's this 60 seconds. So imagine it. It's a little video. It's Anthony. He's standing in what looks like a warehouse of some sort, and he's holding a copy of Entrepreneur Magazine, and you're seeing the cover, but about halfway through at a time that'll be obvious, he flips it open to his story. And okay, this, I'm just going to play it for you right now, and then we're going to talk about it. This is the video that he made.
Hey, it's Anthony Sullivan here for, you guessed it, Entrepreneur Magazine. That's right, Entrepreneur Magazine. If you're in business, want to be in business, know somebody who wants to be in business, you need to subscribe to the best publication when it comes to entrepreneurship, and that is Entrepreneur Magazine. Why am I so stoked about this? Because last year, I got to sit down with the editor, Jason, and there is an article about yours truly inside Entrepreneur Magazine. It's on stands tomorrow. Can I say Entrepreneur Magazine one more time? I think I've just said it about 10 times, but I'm super stoked because I buy this magazine, I subscribe to it, and I'm in it. If you want to learn more about my new venture, Montkush, swipe up, but wait, there's more. If you take a picture of you holding this edition, you send it to me, DM it to me via any social media platform, I personally will send you some swag. That's me, Anthony Sullivan, for Entrepreneur Magazine, telling you that OxiClean gets the tough stains out, and check us out at montkush.com.
All right, so there it is. And of course, as soon as he sent that to me, I showed it to everyone in the office, and we had a lot of fun with it, and we posted it on social, and you should go DM him with a copy of the magazine so you can get some swag. But the thing is, We were watching it, and I watched it a number of times, and I just realized there's a structure to this. There's a point to this. There's a momentum to this. And I realize it. At first, listen, it just sounds like a guy talking about Entrepreneur Magazine, but it's much more than that. It's got this insight into how to talk about something. And even the specific words that he uses, the economy of his language, it's all very intentional. It's just built into him. And so I got him on the phone because I said, Anthony, I have to understand how this happens.
It was funny. I just did it on the fly. And then there was a couple little hiccups in it. And they were like, do you want to do it again? I'm like, I don't think I can do that any better. Like, it's got a little dirt underneath the fingernails, but it should be pretty authentic. So I'm glad you liked it. I'm glad everyone got a kick out of it.
All right. So what are the insights? What are the things that you might have missed that are buried deep inside that pitch that are going to be something that you need the next time you talk about your business? Well, that is what it's now time to get into. But first, we're going to, you know, it's appropriate, right? This is an episode about pitching. We're going to take a little commercial break.
For business owners, saving time is everything because each minute saved can be put back into growing your business. So when you need a business loan, U.S. Bank makes the process quick and convenient. Meet with a banker or apply from anywhere with a simple and secure online application and get a decision in minutes. Save time with U.S. Bank so you can get back to what you do best, running your business. Apply today at usbank.com/fundmybusiness. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, we're back. So like I said, we are going to be breaking down this 60-second pitch that Anthony did for Entrepreneur and in the process learn a lot about how to be a really efficient storyteller for your brand. And let me start with this. When I was talking to Anthony, I said, Anthony, listen, I watched this thing and I felt like in 30 seconds, you told a full 3-act story. And here's what I said. And by the way, our connection, it was over Skype. You're going to hear some background noise when I talk, but when he talks, it's clear. And he matters more than me. Act one was, this is great. Act two was, this is why it matters to me. Act three is, this is why it matters to you. And I wondered if that is something, if that's an actual breakdown that I just sensed there that's like part of a formula.
I think when I did that, actually, I did that right off the top of my head. And when you look at it, when you actually break it down and analyze the architecture of it, if that's the too big of a word, but it is interesting how, you know, you look at it and go, right, what actually happened here? What did he do? I mean, the go-to, you know, I mean, just to go through it very quickly, I can't remember exactly what I said, but I, in a nutshell, I know that I introduced myself. Hi, Anthony Sullivan here. And that's something that's just worked for me. And it's like, hey, I'm here and I got something to say. And Billy Mays was, his tagline was, hi, Billy Mays here. And, you know, when I think about it, it made, you know, and I say this with all due respect to Billy Mays, may he rest in peace and God rest his soul. Who is Billy Mays? You know, why do I care who Billy Mays is? But hi, Billy Mays here got people's attention. And hi, Anthony Sullivan here. I think maybe the cadence and the tempo and the volume of which, you know, we just introduce ourselves gets people's attention. And then I remember in a nutshell thinking, right, I need to appeal it to as many people as possible. And I think the line was, so if you're in business, want to be in business, or know someone who wants to be in business, I was like, right, I need to appeal to as many people as possible. So, you know, and I think everyone is either in business, and if they're not in business, but they want to be in business, or they know someone who wants to be in business. So I was trying to catch as many people as possible. And then I think you're right. I wanted to tell in a nutshell, an authentic, you know, make it feel authentic that I care about Entrepreneur Magazine. And I think even the way I held it and I held it up, like I would hold a product up, and then I had the page kind of preset so I could open it. And I didn't want to bang on about it being all about me, but I sort of was trying to make it sound authentic that I was very, what it meant to me. Then there was the but wait, there's more moment, right? Which is sort of the offer part of it. And I think when you break it down, there is a science to it. And I've done it for so many years that I don't even know if I know that I'm doing it. But one thing I think that is, the big differentiator for me is, and the difference between, I think, a great pitch and a pitch that falls flat is when you don't really love the product. And I think maybe in this one with Entrepreneur, I think hopefully you could tell that I was extremely happy and, you know, somewhat kind of proud about it, you know? So I think that hopefully that came across.
Let's talk about economy of language, because another thing that I picked up was you move through it really fast. I mean, there were three distinct components to this, but you don't dwell on any of them. You'd never get off on a tangent. And I think that's something that people really have a challenge with, that they want to give you every detail and they kind of lose their place along the way and they just start meandering. But you are hammering home the points and then you're moving on. There's always a sense of momentum when you're talking.
I'll give you an example of one of my favorite projects I ever worked on was when we had to take Billy Mays's HSN pitch for OxyClean and we had to turn it into a 2-minute commercial. And I remember sitting next to him on a Continental flight back before the United merged with Continental back from Las Vegas. And Billy was on the air at HSN doing 12 to 15 minute presentations. And we had to whittle it down to 320 words. And I got my laptop out and Billy was sitting next to me in first class. We had a couple glasses of wine and I said, Billy, just give me your pitch. So, I said, first line. All right. Hi, Billy Mays here. Okay. Boom. I wrote that. I remember writing this down. Hi, Billy Mays here. And then for OxyClean, the stain specialist, and he would say, well, I normally come out and I added a scoop of OxyClean into the tub and it was OxyClean, the stain specialist. Add a scoop to every load of laundry. It'll make your whites whiter and your brights brighter. Move on. Using bleach, chlorine bleach can ruin your clothes. OxyClean's got the power of bleach without the damaging side effects of chlorine. Move on. And if you go back and look at that commercial, it might be the out of everything I've produced, and I've produced hundreds of commercials, that OxyClean pitch, it is the economy of words and a little bit of alliteration. And I think I know this, when you... the stain specialist. There's something about that that is just, it has so much authority, powered by the air you breathe and activated by the water you and I drink. That short sentence paints this picture in your, powered by the air you and I breathe. And it's not the air that you breathe, it's the air that you and I breathe and the water that you and I drink. And I learned that working with Billy and some other guys that I used to, we used to pitch products, is how can you say something and get the message across in a shorter period of time and paint a picture while you're doing it? And I think that is something that I do pay attention to it. And it is part of the psychological process, I think, of part of the building and making a great pitch. So when you get out there in front of people and you don't have a lot of time, you can nail it. And, you see politicians stumble and you see some politicians who nail it. They have to get good at that as well. As right, they're on a debate stage and they've got to get their message across in a really short period of time. And a lot of people just turn to talking points. And I really hate talking points because you can tell. You can tell when there's some PR person has put a bunch of talking points in front of somebody and they just keep going back to the talking points. And I think a great debater or a great pitch or even a great salesperson has got those go-to lines that work and they sound authentic and they're crafted in such a way as to have, they got some punch, they got some power and they elicit a reaction.
There's also a trust, I think, that's happening when you are speaking in an economical way. You have to trust that your audience is going to be with you and is going to take you word by word, because one of the things that I think happens that people do is that they repeat themselves in part because they're afraid that they didn't say it right the first time and that also people aren't listening. So you want to say it a couple times so that people get it. But what you're saying here is you can be economical if you're saying it well and if you've got some playfulness to your language, then people are with you and you don't need to repeat yourself over and over again.
There's also some other things happening in here as well. I will use words like look and listen all the time. I don't know if I did it and I will do that to get people to actively engage, look, listen, and my hand action, the way that I try and use my body language is I will try and make myself very approachable. Try and keep a Cheshire cat grin, but a friendly smile. There's a little bit of movement. My hands are moving, but they're not crazy movement. My hands are normally open in a trustworthy fashion. I think by introducing yourself with your name, you're introducing yourself. It's a very polite way to, first and last name, and then get into it. And I mean, I talk about it in my book, You Get What You Pitch For. I tried to, in my book that I wrote a couple of years ago, I tried to break down the architecture of what makes a great pitch. And it wasn't just, what I think, I'm obviously been on television and been doing this for 25 years, but I've also worked with and studied some of the greatest, you know, and Billy was an amazing pitch man, absolutely amazing. And Juan Papil was incredible. And there's, you know, there's other people that I look up to today who just, you know, can get out there and can crush it. But there is more science to it than I think I give credit to.
Let's talk about, but wait, there's more. It is a cliche of infomercials, but it's also the third act. And in a way, it's the big sell. It's the moment where you're saying, I know I've told you a bunch of stuff that you're supposed to be interested in, but this is really the thing you're supposed to be interested in. Can you explain to me, but wait, there's more, but what's the philosophy behind it and how do you utilize it?
Well, I used to, the first product that I sold when I was a kid and I was working in the street markets in England was a car washing device called the Amazing Washmatic. And the guy that taught me to pitch it, he taught me when to nod. If I was asking a question, when I would answer it, I'd point to someone. And while I was answering the question, I would actually nod. And in nodding, the person I was talking to would invariably start to nod. And then I would say, wouldn't you agree? Everyone would agree. And then everyone would agree. And I would say most people think this is but most people and everyone agrees and you're nodding and I'm just warming and you're bringing the audience in towards you. And then we would, this particular product used to sell for £10. And I used to describe it would come with the check valve, the 9 foot of rubber hose, the stiff nylon brush. And I would go through the components of it and it would sell at $10. And wouldn't you all agree that's a fantastic price? And everyone would agree in the crowd that was a fantastic price, but they wouldn't buy it for that price, even though they all agreed it was fantastic. And then we'd go, but wait, there's more. And for a limited time, and we turn around, you know, I'd go to my car and I had a 2 foot extension handle. And I used to pull the 2 foot extension handle out. This is the 2 foot extension handle. This normally sells for £3 by itself. I forget what it was now, £5 by itself. But if the first five people in my crowd, if you know, you'll put it on, I do a little demonstration, you get the Washmatic, the guarantee. And for the first five people, I do this big commotion and I bang this stick on the packet and make this big noise. And that would always be the motivator to get people to reach into their pockets and actually give me the money. And one of the interesting things I found is the pitch for this particular product was so good. It was so well crafted. I didn't invent it. Someone taught it to me. I used to be able to hold the 2 foot extension hand up and I could wave it like a wand. And the whole crowd, I used to watch people. If I moved it to the right, they'd all stare to the right. And if I moved it to the left, and then I move it down. So when I started realizing, I said, they're under the ether. And this is something that some guys I used to work for, they say, you get the crowd under the ether. And when the crowd or your audience is under the ether, that means they are in. They are psychologically in. They are buying, they are picking up what you're putting down. So that, but wait, there's more, is that's the fear of missing out. This is for a limited time. And invariably, that is what made the sale. But wait, there's more. Now, what's happened is it's just become part of the vernacular, right? I mean, it's just in car commercials. It's in fast food commercials. People just, but wait, there's more. Politicians use it. And it always gets a laugh. And it always gets a laugh if I say it, because it's coming from, I mean, I don't want to say I'm one of the, but I've been on TV. So when I say, but wait, there's more, people start laughing. They're like, oh my God, the but wait, there's more guy is actually saying, but wait, there's more. And another thing that always gets a laugh is free easy payments. Any large ticket item, if I can break it down into three easy, but wait, there's more, and now we'll give you three easy payments. And it elicits, I think it gets a smile. It makes people laugh. People put their guard down, right? Because they're laughing with you, you know? And when people are laughing and smiling and having a good time, I think they're generally more likely to make the sale, close the deal or close the contract, because you've got people laughing. And I think that's, you can't take these presentations and these pitches too seriously, but you also can't make them too campy and too funny. There's a delicate balance, I think, I know. From experience.
Right. So let's take everything you said here and just compress it down into this final advice for entrepreneurs. So there is, of course, a lot of romanticizing is not the right word, but a lot of focus on the idea of pitching your business. Pitch your business. Right. There are these pitch competitions where people get up on stage and pitch their business. There's pitch practices. We also have a show, for example, called Entrepreneur Elevator Pitch, where the very premise of the show. Just for people who haven't, the premise of the show is that an entrepreneur gets into an elevator, has 60 seconds to pitch the company, and then investors will let them out of the elevator based on whether or not they want to hear more. So for somebody who's trying to condense down what it is that they do and why somebody should care into 60 seconds, which is roughly what you did with this video that you made.
Look, I think you need to come in, you need to introduce yourself. You need to make sure you're prepared, make an entrance, take control of the situation. Remember that facts tell and stories sell. So whatever you're selling, get your audience to participate in your story. You find the pain and be part of the solution. Find the audience's pain, be part of the solution. And if you make a mistake, go with it, roll with it. We're human. I think some pitches are too polished. And I think people see through it, that they seem rehearsed, and the person on the other end of the pitch, it feels like there's no real authenticity there. So if you can tailor make that pitch to the situation you're in, it'll make a big difference. And if you do the work and you're prepared and you get someone's attention, you can make them laugh, you can bring them towards you, you shouldn't have to close that hard. The pitch itself should be crafted so well. By the time you get to the "but wait, there's more," and you have the zinger at the end, the customer should be reaching into their pocket to buy. They want to get your business card. They want to give you their number, and finish with confidence. Finish with a smile, and that's about it.
Hey, Anthony, really appreciate your time. Andrew Pitts.
Jason, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. And anything you need, very happy to help out.
But wait, there's more. Okay, there's nothing more. This is the end of the episode. But how about that? So much goes into 60 seconds. So much. And that's worth keeping in mind the next time you have a very, very short amount of time to make a really awesome impression.
And that's our episode. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to Problem Solvers wherever you get your podcasts. We come out with a new episode every Monday morning, and you don't want to miss it. And hey, be kind. Pass the show along to an entrepreneur friend who could use a boost. And did you solve a problem that would be good for this show? Let me know about it. Visit my website, jasonfeifer.com, JasonFeifer.com, where you can find my contact information and all sorts of other valuable info. Problem Solvers is a production of Entrepreneur Media. Be sure to visit entrepreneur.com for all your entrepreneurship needs. And even better, subscribe to our magazine, which is just full of the smartest entrepreneurs solving the toughest problems. My name is Jason Feifer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine. Thanks for listening. And hey, let's go solve some problems.